Scarpins Avenue.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Meyer.
Brecken Meyer. In studio. We're back in the studio.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
bro.
Thanks for having me.
To have you back, first of all, to invite you back. We've wanted you back for a long time.
Oh, my God. We wanted you back the moment that episode ended.
I appreciate it.
So the love we got for time-traveling Brian Johnson. We're going to so the idea was that.
What year is that?
So he's on like a quantum leap show where like every
Brian
time
Johnson.
He hits a note in a song.
Brian Johnson is essentially Doc Brown. I think that's what it is.
Marty!
Yeah.
Marty, we're going back in time!
We gotta go back in time!
It's a gigawatt!
$1.21! Gigawatts! 1935!
So
it's just fun to do the impression of Brian Johnson.
It really is. He's, and just imagine.
I mean, because Back in Black would fit perfectly for Back in Time.
I'm in a concentration camp.
Oh, no.
No,
Brian.
Oh, Brian.
Too loud.
Way
too loud. And I don't want you there.
Oh, now there's a T-Rex.
Oh, you went way too far back. Way too far back.
By the way,
on the path, it's sand.
In the sort of the biopic of him, I think you could play him. I would
happily do a biopic or a biopic.
If you grew out your hair and you wore the
paperboy hat.
Yeah, paperboy hat. Did I say Page Boy?
Did you say Page Boy?
Yeah.
Well, it is so good to be back in studio. It's so good to be back around
people,
to be back at Starburns. And you are the perfect person to have this sort of re-inauguration of what we do in studio. And Dan, look, the world's still dumb.
The world stayed dumb in the pandemic.
It might have even gotten dumber.
It might have even gotten dumber.
Yep.
As the stories roll in from our awesome fans, they send them to Dan. All you got to do is tweet at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town, and then he can sort of.
I had somebody ask me, they go, how come it has to be both? And I go, because that's how I know it's meant for me.
Right.
There's a lot of people using the hashtag Dumb People Town for craziest, like QAnon stuff and wild things like that.
Sure.
At Daniel Van Kirk.
Can you read the tweet that came to us? Because it's just not a full story, but I think it's worthy of like.
Oh, yeah,
you know, Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I think you sent it to me.
Do we send it to you,
Jay? I hope so.
Look in our text to him because it basically, it's so dumb. So this is a friend of ours or someone who tweets at us a lot.
Stupid Sexy Flanders is the Twitter handle.
Love this guy.
That's a good handle.
I just saw the most Florida man thing ever. Going about 35 miles per hour, the car in the lane coming towards me, all of a sudden the passenger side door opens and the passenger leaps or stops, drops, and rolls out of the car, hitting his head on the curb.
Ladybird.
Quick change.
Ladybird.
Like a real life Ladybird.
That's quick change.
Quick change. Yeah. Right?
Isn't that Randy Quaid in Quick Change?
Yes.
Randy Quaid now.
Deep cut. Yeah, exactly.
Randy Quaid in Canada.
No.
Quaid now.
Randy Quaid's not in a car. What are you talking about?
He only travels by horse.
I was about to say.
So anyway, that
Randy
is
Quaid, I believe, would travel by sidecar without a motorcycle.
Sidecar or like something we can't see that just propels him forward.
Like Wonder Woman style.
Like a good witch. Like good witch. Yeah. You know
how
I mean?
Is he moving forward?
He's in the power.
His feet like 4 inches off the ground. Yeah. Just, and they're hanging.
like Bram Stoker style.
Like he's in a ride.
But sorry, you guys want to do a story?
Let's jump in a one.
Yes,
okay,
please.
Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the headline. First of all, sent in by Nick Bowes, B-O-W-E-S. Where are you going?
Bowes.
I have some Bowes,
right?
I have some Bowes noise-canceling headphones.
Some
Nick Bowes,
yeah.
Noise-increasing. Those are noise-increasing headphones.
They increase the noise. The Nick Bowes increases all surrounding noise.
Yeah.
At Chef Nick 80. So probably a good cook. Here we go.
Sure.
Here's the headline. Suspect falls from Subway restaurant ceiling with stolen deli meat.
Oh, God.
Doesn't?
I guess the only thing that I would... Are they using real meat at Subway again?
Everything's up for grabs.
It's not real tuna.
But wait,
it's not even real bread.
He was in the seal. So he took the meat.
Here we go.
And then went up.
Here we go.
So he needed some protein.
First right. You get the meat. Yeah. Then you get the power. Then you get the
lady. Then you go in the ceiling.
That's where you reach your final form. All right, Idaho Falls.
Dad, you're saying he was leveling up?
Yes.
Okay. I just want this visual of that guy in the air conditioning vent with the lunch meat being like, yeah, come out to the coast, get together, have a few laughs.
Have a good time. Make yourself a cold cut. Exactly. All right, here we go. Idaho Falls. Police say a theft suspect in Idaho Falls fell through the ceiling tiles of a local restaurant. Love when they call a Subway a restaurant.
It's not a restaurant.
Tuesday, if you can't move the chairs, it's not a restaurant.
Stuff is nailed down.
That's a good definition.
If you walk through the front door and there's a really heavy, wind going down, it's not a restaurant.
If the person who greets you...
Is that why it's there?
I believe that's what it is. I believe it's to keep bugs out.
Yes.
I've lived my entire...
You were today years old when you found out.
That blast of air is to keep the flies.
What did you think? That was like your greeting?
Yeah.
It's like a de-lousing.
You thought it was like his WCW Nitro. Like that was like the wind as he comes in.
Somebody's trying to mess up my hair.
I was going
to
say.
Just Beyonce comes in and that's what happens.
If the person who greets you is also the person who's making your food and checks you out, it's not a restaurant.
And they're wearing a visor.
Right. Or maybe it's a very small run restaurant. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
I also feel like if Doritos are involved in your order, it might not
be a restaurant. Good call.
Right. If other name brands, if something you could get from a supermarket also exists in your order.
In the same packaging.
Right. If it's not a buffet, but you're grabbing personally some of the things you're going to eat, not a restaurant.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Idaho Falls. Goes into a local restaurant, Subway, Tuesday evening while running from officers. The Idaho Falls Police Department was looking for, great name, some people are born for dumb people, Tom.
That's right.
Jesse James Moore. Oh,
Jesse James Moore.
J.J. Moore.
J.J. Moore.
A suspect in two theft cases from earlier that day. Here's where the plot
thickens. Wait, he was in two theft cases earlier.
So this is his third.
The search.
Well, he got double meat.
Yes.
The search was a rather unique one.
Allegedly involving multiple kinds of bikes, stolen deli ham, and the suspect locking himself in a woman's bathroom in an attempt to escape into the ceiling of a Subway restaurant. Now we unpack it.
There we go.
The search began earlier Tuesday when a woman called officers around 6 p.m. saying someone stole her son's BMX bicycle at the skate park on Roland Avenue.
Jay, talk about it. So my kid is at the skate park all the time, and there are times where I'll get there early to pick him up, and I see him at one end of the skate park and his backpack at the other end of the skate park.
What world are you living in?
Yep. So I will FaceTime him from like 12 feet away from him, and I'll be like, "Where's your backpack? Who's got eyes on the backpack?
Yeah.
I'm like, you better wear that thing. Yeah. Even though there's nothing in it.
Has he skated Venice Beach yet?
He won't do that one.
Because it's that you got to bring it when
none
you go
be
there,
gone.
Right?
It's pretty intimidating.
Yeah, you got to be invited.
But he'll go watch, right?
No, he doesn't like that skate park.
Some of the best people in the world at times skating there.
All the pros are at all these other skate parks in L.A. Chevy Chase. There's one right by Rand's house. Chevy Chase.
He is a good skateboarder. He's one of the best.
He never spills a drop.
No, he's
great. He's great.
Chevy Chase.
Bill Murray hates that
skateboard. Shreds. Yeah, so much.
Bill Murray tried to fight that skateboard backstage.
Okay. Here we go. Mm-hmm. You actually, Brecken, dropped an element to this story already.
Without knowing it.
Yes. Here we go. So she said someone stole her son's BMX bicycle at the skate park on Rolandette Avenue. A man allegedly wearing a Tyrannosaurus Rex t-shirt.
Oh, no!
Oh, man.
Tiny arms.
I've been here before.
Ryan Johnson.
I'm from the future.
Came up to her son and asked to buy the $480 bike. The boy declined the offer, and when he turned around for a second, the unknown man got onto the bike and rode away.
Oh, I love this.
He made an offer.
So,
hey, I tried to buy it. You don't want to sell it to me? I'm going to take it.
Dude. In that instance,
Francis did to Pee-wee.
Take the money.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it is. Take the money.
All right, because we're back in studio.
We don't know what his offer was, though.
Because
the bike is 400 something.
$80.
Doesn't mean he offered that.
That's going to play into the next question I gave
him. The offer was $80 and a hand job.
No.
At the end, well, just to watch him get one.
With his tiny T-Rex arms?
We usually at the end of these stories, We play a game called Guess the Agee, where everybody tries to guess after how our friend old. Steve Agee how old he is.
Sure.
What we're now going to do is I'm going to have you guess right now. I'm going to read more of this story and check in with you to see if your guess stays the same or changes until we get to it.
I love this.
As of right now, you know this. You know a ceiling is involved. You know Ham is involved. You know that he wants to buy a bike and he has a T-Rex shirt on. How old at this moment do you think Jesse James Moore is?
Brecken, you're our guest.
I want to thank you. I would like to say that Jesse. God, I don't know. I want to say really old, but I know I'm probably wrong. I'm going to say 24.
24. Okay.
Jay, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm thinking young, too. I'm, like, barely a man. Like, when they say man, they're just like, he's just...
he's
like,
got
he
an Adam's
go to
apple.
The military.
Sure.
I'm going to say 20.
20.
And there's no way he had money to
buy. I think
buy
he's 29.
Bike.
Okay.
29.
So right now you know he wants a bicycle, but he loves a good T-Rex shirt.
T-Rex shirt.
But he's also offering to buy it, even
he's
though he might not
it.
Have the money.
He's offering to buy it. Mm-hmm. So he gets on the bike. And he rides away. Mm-hmm. Then at 9 p.m., the Idaho Falls Police Department. I'm imagining this is a very busy day.
Nobody
for the
chased
Idaho
after
this.
Nobody chased after my man on the bike.
Don't even know yet.
Gosh,
Idaho Falls. Everybody's
crying.
Well, at 9 p.m., 3 hours after
3 hours
the call
have gone
from
by.
Mom, yeah, the Idaho Falls Police Department went to Winco Foods after a man reported that someone had stolen his Harley Davidson motorcycle.
What?
After he went inside to buy groceries.
Dan,
we're going to
so
sidestep the story for a
I
second.
I was right. I was right saying that he's leveling up.
His whole life is trying to.
Did he offer to buy the motorcycle first?
Here's my thing.
Maybe
I've always wondered, motorcycle. What
now,
level
I ride,
of groceries?
I ride a motorcycle.
What
you
level
do.
Of groceries
say.
Are you getting on a? You can't get a jug of milk.
You can't get shit on a motorcycle.
Right? Unless you got big old grandpa saddlebags.
Yeah, if you got big saddlebags, maybe you can get
maybe.
A couple.
But
boxes
otherwise,
of
you're
cereal.
One arming it with a 2%er.
or it's your
right.
kid and on the front. It's on the tank, and you're just like using your triceps to keep it in there.
Motorcycle. That's a convenience store stop, not a grocery.
No.
Store. You're not going to a Publix.
No.
Unless you're getting money out of the ATM, you're not going to the grocery store.
Well, he went in to get groceries.
Okay.
So just,
maybe a sheet cake.
But it's a Harley, so it might, it might be a fat boy.
Dude,
that has
can you imagine? I got to pick up a sheet cake. Let me just
right, just real quick.
You grab the motorcycle.
Honey, I got it.
I got it.
Damn I told her I would.
I don't think it's a good idea. And it's literally balancing on the handlebars.
Okay, so this guy parks his Harley Davidson.
Mm-hmm. Goes into the store, kind of on
goes into the grocery store to buy groceries.
Blame the victim.
When he comes back out, in place of the motorcycle,
the
man discovered the BMX bike that the police have been calling. So how do you love that he just like, he's not
first of all, did he hotwire?
I don't know.
The motorcycle? How do
I have no idea.
Maybe
so I will ask you. So now you know this. He's gone from BMX to grocery store Harley Davidson.
Right.
He switches them out. I'm hoping kickstand.
But he also stole the motorcycle.
And I'm hoping it's
grocery store Harley Davidson is my favorite Trace Adkins.
Wait, Dan. I
saw you on my soft tail.
I'm imagining
you took your BMX.
Then when he did the replacing thing, it was like in Raiders of the Lost Ark when he needs to put
just
the same weighted thing and put it down.
But imagine.
Throw me the bike, I throw you the Harley.
Imagine our grocery store biker who walks out and he's like, where's my, wait. It's the same. And then it's,
wait a minute.
It's on a. It's almost like
I
someone,
parked it here.
Did I run into a wizard at some point and he turned it into?
Am I like a weird Cinderella?
Right. Am I still me?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So now you know Jesse James Moore has bought or has stolen a Harley Davidson in place of his BMX. Does anyone want to change your
age? No, I'm gonna. Now I think he's older if he's stealing a Harley.
Yeah.
I'm gonna jump it up to 45.
45.
What do you think, Jay?
34.
34.
Okay.
39.
Okay.
Everybody's
I jumped up
changing.
10 years. I jumped up 10 years.
Okay. All right.
I leveled up.
As police investigated, like the woman whose son's bike had been stolen called officers saying someone named Jesse James could have stolen the motorcycle. So now she's gotten the name. She's working very hard on this case
is this
as well.
The mom?
Yeah.
Yes. She calls
she's cold casing
this
thing.
She IDs
thing.
Him.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to
Rizzoli.
No aisles. Sometimes you got to be Cagney.
That's right.
Police then considered Moore to be the suspect in both thefts.
Yeah.
No shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Exactly.
Additional officers arrived in the area to help search for Moore. Mm-hmm. The motorcycle owner, that's our grocery store biker, found the stolen Harley Davidson parked in front of a Planet Fitness on Woodruff Avenue.
So he's going to get his pump on.
But also, it's Planet Fitness, so you know there's no judgments.
Right.
For sure.
So we don't know what he looks like.
Dude, you could have rode up here in a BMX. We'd still accept you.
Yeah.
Is that Curves, no judgments?
No, you're thinking of Zumba.
But Planet Fitness
Planet Fitness is like Orange Theory.
Yeah, right.
They're always like, everybody, we don't care.
It's Orange is the New Black Theory.
Here we go.
Exactly right.
If you're following along, that means Cops have been searching this guy for over 3 hours. Uh-huh. The only people who have cracked this case is the mom who ID'd him and the biker who found his own bike.
Right, grocery store, Harley
Come
Davidson.
On, guys.
And he's been on a stolen bike, but still needs to get some exercise. That's right. So now he's going to get his fitness on.
Yeah, he's got
to
get the pump on because he did the cardio.
He's done the cardio. Right. He already did his warm-up. Right. I did my warm-up. Right,
so the Harley Davidson's parked in front of the Planet Fitness on Woodruff Avenue, if you want to add that to the walking tour, just across the street from Winco. The owner said the fuel cutoff switch was on, and the bike would not have run for very long if the suspect did not know this. I don't know. Is that a thing?
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know?
Not really. I don't
know. So it's officers. It's a way to keep your bike from being taken too far.
Officers spotted Moore walking toward the subway in the same parking lot as the gym. This is a big time in this neighborhood.
The subway sandwich shop. Let's be clear. It's not a subway underground railroad.
That's what they say.
Subway. Okay.
Moore went into the sandwich shop and locked himself in the woman's restroom. Police heard rustling inside, and Moore refused to come out. Additional sounds coming from the restroom indicated Moore might have been trying to get into the ceiling. I would love to hear that. He's going up.
I can hear it.
David,
he's
not. That sound. Yeah. He's going up.
That's a foot on a toilet.
I think he's taking a dump.
He's going up.
I think so.
He's taking a dump.
He's going up.
He's putting his foot on the.
The owner of the subway then kicked open the restroom door, something you know he was waiting to do his whole life.
Dan,
I've asked you, have you ever kicked a door in?
Yes.
You ever knocked a door in?
I have kicked a door in.
Foot or arm?
I have never kicked a door in, but I've had a door kicked in on me by a lady.
Oh, Jesus.
And I had the entire frame came off like a Chaplin movie. It just,
the whole thing fell over.
Yeah. It was impressive.
I shouldered through a door once.
You shouldered? Oh, yeah, because
my daughter was locked, one, right? And she, or two, and she learned how, one and a half, she learned how to lock the door in our bedroom, but didn't understand how to unlock it.
Oh, no.
And so
you're trying to explain to someone, you got to do it.
It's kind of a good like life lesson for a lot of things. Like, you can know how to get yourself in, but you got to know how to get yourself out.
Hey, you can check out anytime you like.
You can never leave, really.
And then I shouldered through it, and I broke right through the frame.
How'd it feel?
Felt awesome.
Yeah.
So this guy in Subway was like,
look, I'm the owner.
Cops are like, I'll do it. Let me do it.
Okay, we'll Rochambeau, but I get to call an alternate. I'm the owner.
But we're the cops. We should be able to do it.
No, I'm going to own this restaurant.
Well, it's not.
Honey, I'm going to be home late. It's my time. I'm getting called up.
Officers rushed inside to the restroom and found pieces of the ceiling around Moore, who lay on the ground having fallen from the ceiling as they walked in.
That's just...
So he didn't fall through somewhere else. He went up and immediately came right back down.
And he landed in a closed stall. So he's in the ceiling. He probably hit the toilet.
Yeah. Pieces of Ceiling is my favorite Cat Stevens album.
There you go. Police pulled him out of the stall he was laying in by his feet.
Sure.
Moore was wearing the same...
Banged his head on the toilet a couple times. That's not pejorative at all.
Moore was wearing the same dinosaur t-shirt as reported earlier. Am I the only person imagining him wearing nothing else?
Just a long...
He's
Winnie the
Pooh
in it.
Like a professional sports team mascot.
Yeah.
Okay.
They pulled him out by his feet. He's wearing the same dinosaur t-shirt. Oh, inside the ceiling, officers found Moore's shoes and a knife. So he got up there.
He got up there for a second.
Yes.
And he took his shoes off wisely.
Idaho Falls Police Department spokesman Jessica Clements also said police found a large wad of ham wrapped in butcher paper. You want some ceiling ham.
Dude, you know what I call this? Ham on the lamb.
There you go.
Ham on the lamb.
So now we're going to go all the way back to before the bike theft.
Sure.
Subway employees reported that the man had been in the store earlier in the day several times and had actually come behind the counter, filled out an application for a job, and attempted to help them with service. I mean, he's got a passion for
bananas now.
We haven't hired you yet, sir.
No, I got it.
What do you want?
Right.
You want it toasted?
Haven't hired me yet. Right. Trust me, you're gonna hire me after you see this.
When Moore reportedly left the store, they noticed a stack of deli meat missing. So he got that cold cut combo.
He just kept saying, "I'm a friend of Jared's." They're like, "No, no, 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 no."
You don't want that. That's old.
It's now no longer.
Bring me Jared.
It's Strahan now. It's Strahan.
No longer a good reference.
Although Moore is accused of the crimes, this is what they wrote. Although Moore is accused of the crimes, it doesn't necessarily mean he committed them. Everyone is presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Except that he was the guy that did all of it. Yeah, he did everything.
All right.
He did everything.
I will ask you guys now.
Do we revise it again?
is your final time.
Answer.
How he's old clearly nuts.
Is Jesse James Moore?
What did you say last time?
I said 40. I said 45. 45. I believe I jumped to 45.
You went from 24 to 45.
Since then, he's gone up in the roof, falling out.
Now I want to go to 37.
37.
Okay. So, Jay, you were...
I said 34.
Okay.
I'm going to stay at 34.
Okay.
And I said 39. I'm going to go up to 41.
41?
Yep.
Okay.
Dig it.
I kept on rising.
One of you...
96 years old.
...is only 1 year off.
Oh! Whoa!
So, I invite you all to either go up a year or down a year.
We all have to do it, so...
What did I say?
37 is what, yeah, 37 yeah. what you landed on.
I'm going to stick to 36.
Well, no, you got to
go up or down.
36.
Jay?
33, the age Jesus was.
Okay, I'm going to go 42.
Allegedly.
42.
42?
In honor of Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson was a five-tool guy. This guy, he stole
this
hand.
Guy
he tried to get into the ceiling. He stole a bike.
It's a full day.
He's wearing a T-Rex shirt.
Five-tool guy. It's a full day. This is damn near. We just basically read another like Softy Brothers movie.
This is amazing.
Also, he did more in his day than I've ever done in my days. Ever.
He does more before 6 p.m. Right. than the Army does in Afghanistan.
Jesse James Moore is 38 years old.
So did you.
You were 1 year off at 39, and you went too far up.
I should have stayed where I was.
And you know what? He looks happy.
Wow.
Let's see what
yes.
he looks like. I like it. I mean, there's a sweetness to him.
I know.
I'm shocked the kid didn't sell the bike.
Yeah.
With that guy coming up to you.
Shocked?
If anybody.
Wow. He looks 45.
He's like, I'll give you these magic rocks.
Wow.
Sir, that's crack.
Those are your teeth,
I don't know
sir.
If we mentioned this on the last time I was on, but humble brag, just because it's about this.
Yeah.
I am an owner of a black Subway card.
Oh, no way.
What? You guys know about these.
What does that mean? You can go behind the counter.
You can do whatever you want.
Climbing the ceiling.
I can visit Jared in prison. Anything I want.
Bathroom door down.
Conjugal visit.
Everything.
You're too old.
It's basically a lifetime
one free sandwich.
As many as you want, really. It's just an unlimited Subway black card. It's metal.
Metal
black card.
Can you even talk about how you got it?
I can tell you how I got it because I made a point of getting it.
So you know what?
Know
what?
Please.
For our Patreon fans.
Yes.
We're going to hear the story of how Breckenmeyer got his black Subway card.
I love it.
His metal black lifetime.
Yeah. Lifetime Subway
card. It's like a lifetime achievement award.
It is a lifetime
achievement
award. And maybe we'll tie it into some Clueless stuff. We're going to do that for the Patreon fans. You want to join the Patreon just so you can hear stories like that. Is that the end of story one, Dan? Story one in the books. When we come back, we'll hear what Breckenmeyer is doing. Stuff that you can see him in and things you can check out, even if it's in the past. We don't know. We don't care. We're going to get it out there. We'll tell you what we got going on. This is Dumb People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show. We got Breckenmeyer with us.
Nice.
We do.
Tell us what people can see if people want to dig into stuff of yours, what you want to send them to.
Last
time you were here, we talked about the movie you shot in Thailand.
Yes,
you were shooting that, and then I saw it.
Right on.
I actually got a chance to see it. It was fantastic.
Thank
Macaulay
you very
Culkin.
Much. Yep, Matt Culkin, Brenda Song.
Yeah.
Seth Green wrote and directed it.
Yep,
love Seth.
We did that. That was super fun. Right now, I just finished that show. I've been doing the show Good Girls for the last season.
Yeah, yes.
Which I guess is airing now. I'm bad with this. I'm bad with promoing, but I believe it's actually on right now.
Yeah, great.
Doing Good Girls, and then we're still doing Robot Chicken season 11 right now.
I love it.
All this stuff.
I'm pitching ourselves to come on and do something.
Please.
I want to do something. I don't know who
love
we talk to, but we're going to
me and
something.
Seth. There you go.
Let's
deal.
Do it.
Okay.
We're fans of it. It's
love
seriously, it's one of those shows that has endured for such a long time because
it's so funny.
It's just funny. Like,
yep.
I can't even begin to tell you that, like, it's so many jokes.
Yeah.
There's so much comedy packed into every single episode. It's like, it's a joy. It's like a comedy. It's like biting into something that bursts and explodes.
Oh,
it's
just,
I love it.
I love when you guys play with characters' relationships that, like, people haven't, or, like, jokes that come out of, like, the way people, the relationships they would actually have.
Right on.
I love it. I love it.
So good.
Thank you.
So, Dana Van Kirk is about to be on tour, a crazy-ass tour.
Yeah.
So
it all starts August 11th in Chicago. Tickets are on sale right now. You can also get tickets for Milwaukee, Madison, Nashville, Louisville, Cleveland, Boston, Fayetteville, and about 40, 45 other cities.
DanKirk.com.
Yes, it's
get your
all
tickets there.
There.
Let's sell out all of Daniel's tours.
And a lot of those, because of, you know, current capacity limits and stuff like that, like they're going to sell out. So
if you're thinking
right
like
away.
I may go get your tickets.
Because when I can, I'll out a second show, but a lot of cities I won't be able to.
So I will just say this about Dan. His stand-up has gotten super strong. And Dan also hangs out after the show. So if you're if you're like if you're within an hour or 2 hours of one of these locations,
come on out.
Go dry. It's worth it. It's a night. Yeah. It's worth it.
It's the Together Again tour for a reason.
Again, Together Again. We're going to be at Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas, the end of September. We're going to be in Ann Arbor, Michigan,
at a comedy club that we helped save.
Yeah,
I'm not going to pat myself too hard.
I
got
to talk to you guys about that. I'm still looking for an Ann Arbor venue.
Oh, we'll figure that out.
We'll
save the club there.
I know.
We saved the club. Love that club. So
we all raised money for it. We'll talk to them.
Yeah, we'll talk to them. October 22nd and 23rd, we'll be there. And then future dates pending, we'll be back in Denver probably, and we'll be in D.C. Now, the D.C. date has moved to February 8th through the 10th at the D.C. Comedy Loft.
And then also, big news for us is we started a Patreon as well.
And so we are doing new episodes of Cheap Seats, our old show on ESPN Classic. We figured out a way to do cheaper seats. So you can only get them on Patreon if you look up Patreon.
You guys can make talking about paint drying entertaining. I was just listening and watching you guys talk about top five Canadian Halloween costumes.
That was on our Instagram. We did a Jim Rome
show. But I'm saying even that stuff is like so much original content like that, Cheap Seat stuff. Everybody should be signing up for your Patreon. It's only $5 a month.
The first episode of Cheap Seats we did was slap fights. And oh my god.
International slap fights.
And everyone was from like Branson, Missouri.
Everyone from Missouri, and it took place in Missouri. We're like, why is this international?
I've been seeing that on like the Instagram, right?
Oh my god.
It's like all the cloud of white chocolate.
I can't watch it. Dan, I can't watch it.
Dan, it is so troubling.
How do you win? Is it just stay
standing? Someone passes out or is like, I can't go further.
So you just have to stay up.
Yeah.
Someone in this episode, and I'm not going to give away everything, he passes out and goes down. He looked like a dad who was dressing up like his teen son. He gets slapped in the face. He goes back down. And the guy who's the referee, who's done nothing in the whole match, grabs his legs, lifts them up, and starts pushing down on them. Like, I've never seen
that. Oh, yeah. That's like, how you get him up.
No
don't
medical.
Do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Oh, it's so funny.
Check that out. And let's, should we jump into another story?
You ready?
Let's do it.
Here we go. This was sent in by La Assassinina.
No!
La Assassina.
Well, I know. The assassin.
MMA on the end of that.
Love her.
She's great.
She's the best.
Guys, here we go.
MMA at the end of that?
Yeah,
just to let you know.
Yeah. She's an MMA fighter. She's badass. She's so cool.
Man lets beef rot for months to get drunk in high meat craze.
What?
Have you guys heard about this?
Drunken meat? Yeah. I've heard of drunken beef at like a Chinese restaurant.
This man eats raw and expired meat to, quote, get high. Oh, surprisingly, he's not the only person that's giving this dangerous trend a whack.
Is this the Tiger King?
No, dude, this is rotten meat people are eating.
I wouldn't serve this to my illegal tiger that I own.
Right.
So this is like grapes ferment and then they become wine.
Fine.
So they're saying
meat
when meat ferments,
goes bad, it's in its fermentation.
It poisons you on some level.
Right.
It gets you like quote unquote high.
But if you have the money to buy meat to let it go bad.
Buy some beer,
buy some weed,
that's
whatever
you
want.
That's right. Thank you.
Daniel Larson is part of the high meat movement, which despite the obvious risk.
This is a new thing.
No.
This is going to be a new thing.
You
it's
can't,
not a movement.
You can't call it a fucking movement.
It's such a word people use to try and legitimize what they're doing.
So here are the movements that are important right now in this country.
It's not an idea. It's a movement.
Black Lives Matter movement.
Yep.
Stop Asian Hate movement.
Of course.
High meat movement.
No. Right. That's like a dumb SAT question. Which one of these is not actually a movement?
It's the line from Hamilton. This is not a moment. It's a movement.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Bullshit.
This is not a movement.
It's a dead meat movement.
Here we go. It's this close to being a bowel movement.
Yeah. That's right.
He claims that the smell of rancid meat doesn't bother him and that eating it gives him the same effect as drinking two or three beers. Guess what?
Drink two or three beers.
What the
beers?
Hell?
God.
And then you don't get sick.
I'm all for individualism, but on some things, I'm like, in this regard, you don't need to be weird.
I think it's all
subjective.
You don't
need to be
weird. I want to say that life in many ways is subjective, but you're wrong.
Yes.
Exactly.
You're wrong. That's exactly right.
Fair. Don't do it.
Yeah.
No judges.
It gives him the
Ask
same
Ask him
respect.
Who won the election. I'm just curious. It has nothing to do with politics.
No.
I'm just curious what his thoughts are.
I think he's in Sweden. Two
Ask
or three
who
beers.
Won the
Swedish.
Would anyone else Well, would anyone else rather just drink two or three beers? Can't be just me. The person who wrote this, by the way, is like one of those talking menus.
Oh, God. That, like, it's like we're having a conversation.
Yeah, yeah. He's in Sweden?
Daniel, a day trader who lives in Västerås, Sweden, said, in the beginning, I was a bit skeptical, but my friend has been doing it for over a year. Sure. That is not a good validation of what you're
unless
doing.
They cut to his friend and he's like, what do you think? He's like, bork, bork, shorty, borny, borny, borny.
That guy.
The Swedish chef from the Muppets.
I don't trust that guy at all.
I thought,
by the way, over a year is not enough time
for us to
know the effects of what he's doing to his body.
Listen
also,
to this
like,
quote.
Your gut is usually right.
Yeah.
Okay, so your gut was, I don't think I should do this. That's
right.
Your gut reaction. Then your gut, after you do it, is...
gets you sick.
Thank you.
Listen
to your
gut. Quote. Quote, I thought, this is about his friend who's been doing it for a year, Daniel says, I thought that since he didn't get sick, there was enough empirical evidence to say that I wouldn't get sick. That is our whole world. That's how we're fucked right now.
There's like, no sign.
Right.
I thought.
The idea that if
did
one
he
person
say the
did
word
some,
empirical?
Yes.
Yeah, same Dan, you're aware that there are massive amounts of people that think JFK Jr. is Q.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's still alive.
Oh, yeah.
There's people who...
I thought I saw him at a thing. So then
they
I
keep showing
it.
Photos of that guy that is clearly
none of us were on
JFK
the plane.
Jr.
None of us were on the plane with him when he died.
No.
So
I can
eat rancid meat.
That's the thing too. He's like, if the idea being, well, my friend did it and they didn't get sick, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
That's enough evidence right there. That is not.
It is.
You failed science.
It's the definition of not enough evidence.
So my friend, so date my oldest daughter's
constant
friend's older sister.
I remember that.
My oldest daughter Daisy's friend, Bay, her older sister.
Okay.
Was cliff jumping and jumped off a cliff in Catalina. It was like 35 or 40 feet. Maybe it was higher.
Great.
And she broke her back. She's fine. She'll be fine.
Just the way she landed
on the
water?
Just the way she landed on the water broke her back. She's not paralyzed or anything. But broke her back. So if all of your friends jumped off a cliff, would you do it too? Like, does that make it right to that?
I mean.
If you see her break her back, does that make it right? No.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
He says, then I tried it. And it actually felt pretty good. The first night I tried it, I had some interesting dreams. More vivid and rather odd. Yeah.
What?
Those are fever dreams.
Yes. You're hallucinating.
Your body's literally reacting.
It's rejecting.
The poison you put in it.
Yes. This is dumb.
This is
perfectly
this is disappointing.
So dumb. Jesus.
Consuming raw meat can be deadly, but Daniel's never consulted a doctor about his high meat habit.
Why would I?
Why would you?
Doctor.
His friend is fine.
He went on to add, this is a quote, I just did a quick search online. Ah, so he's done his research. Thank God for that. So he has one friend, and he searched on.
Quick search online.
If you need validation for whatever you think or believe, one quick search online will tell you
you're confirm
right.
You're right.
Yes.
You
will find the second opinion
that
you're
looking for.
Online.
Absolutely.
He says, I know Google can sometimes exaggerate the effects of everything. I'm not worried about it. I don't eat it very often. First of all, Google doesn't exaggerate effects.
No.
Google gives you other people's
search results.
Yes. He's like, Google's that
friend.
You know
Google.
You know Google, always late.
You know my buddy Google.
Google can go a little bit far sometimes.
Google can talk.
Don't
ask a question to Google because it will come back at you with so much.
Did you mean this?
Google.
Feeling lucky?
Didn't you mean this?
Google.
Google's always trying to tell me what today is. I don't care what anniversary it is.
That was our old joke, the old bit that we did on Conan. Like, Google is like a mirror to what we're all.
Exactly.
Google just shows us what we are interested in.
Right.
Of course.
So
high meat.
So our old joke was if you typed in woman who had face, that's if you just type that phrase in.
It finishes with
ripped off by chimp. Because that's
what
people want to see. That's what America wants to see.
Yeah.
They want to see the woman who had her face ripped off by a chimp. Not woman who had face that became old or woman who had face.
And if you just type in woman who had, it's acid thrown in her face. We're like, why does Google hate women?
Yeah.
And the second thing is woman who had acid in her face, feet.
Wiki feet.
Daniel says, guys, he's not an idiot, okay? He doesn't use just any old beef to get his
cows. It's dry aged.
He only consumes meat from local grass-fed cows.
What?
And says he wouldn't trust beef that's imported from abroad.
I know.
He
support
has
local.
Standards here, guys.
I like it.
How long does he leave it? Do we know?
Once he buys the meat, he stores it in a plastic container in his fridge until it rots and ferments. He added, the meat I eat is usually How many months old?
The meat I eat is my favorite Dr. Seuss book.
I was going to say, I love that story.
It's awesome. How, what'd you say? How many months
does
he wait to eat the meat?
Yeah, Jay, the meat I eat.
In his fridge, I'd say.
Let's let Brecken go for
it. It's in his fridge, which is interesting. Like, he put it in plastic.
Would you put it on the counter?
Right, why not just speed up the thing? Put it on your radiator if you want.
He's not crazy.
Did you say months? Dan, did you say months?
Yeah.
How many months?
Okay, I'm going to say, because it says months, I'm going to say 3.
Okay.
Jay? 2 months. I'm going 9. This is like a baby.
Oh, he's like a baby. He's bringing life. He's bringing a new life.
You're bringing high life into this world.
The meat I ate is usually about 2 months expired.
Jay.
Surprisingly, it doesn't smell that bad, he said. I left it in a Tupperware. First of all, you're never using that Tupperware again.
Right.
You go 2 months.
No, he is, because that's a flavor catcher.
To him, it's like a diner griddle.
That's you just got to get
touch that.
So you eat around the mealworms? How does that work?
Oh, God.
He says, I left the Tupperware. You could see bacteria colonies growing on it, but it really didn't smell that bad.
Colonies. You can see colonies.
Hey, here's something that shouldn't be colonized.
You're going to take a look at this meat.
Africa and meat.
You're going to take a look at this meat. Brecken first.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God. Let's see it.
Oh, my God.
He's eating that.
Gross.
It's the
raw.
It's the bubbly part.
Yeah,
though.
I know.
Yeah, there's
it's
texture
the,
to
that
it.
White,
it's
like,
not green. But
no,
it's
like a topical
it'll get
map,
there.
Though. Like
it'll
a,
get there. God.
It'll get
Dang.
There.
Dan, the hell?
Look at it, Brecken.
Awful.
It's the bubbles.
It's yeah. the bubbles and the colonies.
It looks like grip tape. Like, it's just...
One of these colonies gonna rise up.
But do you think he like looked in, like he looks in there at 6 weeks and he's like, not ready,
nope.
but soon.
Guys,
you know, like,
I need a little more colonization.
Yeah.
You say, I would say it had a characteristic smell, but not a bad smell. Ugh. I think Daniel generalizes too much.
Why is this news?
Unsurprisingly.
I wouldn't be friends with this guy. I honestly don't think I could be friends with
no.
him. No matter how cool
this
he is.
This is all the straws that break the camel's
back. He's got a lot to say about this.
This is the Catalina cliff that breaks the camel's back.
Thank By the way,
unsurprisingly.
The sisters this back. Is the thing that defines him, though. This is like his job doesn't matter. He's like, he wants to be the high meat guy.
Yes.
This
in his life.
Thing.
Unsurprisingly, few people in Daniel's life share his enthusiasm for putrid
meat. Yeah. What is his wife or girlfriend?
He explained.
Kidding.
My
there's
girlfriend.
No way.
My girlfriend.
No, there's no way.
Fucking way.
My girlfriend, and when I read this, I literally out loud said, might as well just go ahead and throw an X on there.
My
girlfriend refuses to try it. She thinks it's disgusting. Yeah. Many people I know think this is crazy, but I think people live in a bubble that society has proposed to them.
Like a Tupperware bubble.
Yeah.
A meat colony bubble.
One person says, I've been doing it for about a year, nothing wrong with it. He's like, that's enough evidence for me.
Yeah.
But all these other people go, you're wrong. And he goes, I still have enough evidence the other way.
I have enough evidence.
You don't.
Mm-mm. Yes.
You don't have enough evidence.
You choose who you want
to
listen to.
I do. I can go to Google and I can just
Google!
See what I want.
And I have one friend.
He added, sure, maybe high meat looks disgusting, but many things we eat today may be seen as disgusting.
No, what did you
that? False equivalency?
What
anyone?
Do you think he gives as examples for food we should think is disgusting?
Blue cheese.
Wait, does he give examples?
Yes.
Are we gonna get some?
Okay, yeah. So what do you think?
So when he's like, you know what's just as gross when you think about it.
People always go to like snails with escargot,
right,
and
escargot.
Stuff. But honestly, my first day went to tuna fish for some reason.
Sure.
So I, to me.
Sea urchin.
So do you know the Rupert Holmes, the Pina Colada song?
Sure.
So my favorite line in this.
Escape.
Like, if you, yeah, escape. If you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, like. You, if you don't have half a brain, you're into doing yoga.
Yes,
and
only stupid people.
Only
like
dumb
yoga.
People are into yoga.
Right.
So to me, I think it's one of those things here where he's going to be like kale.
Right.
Kale. Yeah. You mean the thing that's really good for you?
Right.
And the thing, kale.
Also, by the way, he's calling yoga people dumb when he's taking out a personal ad in the local paper
to cheat on his wife. And she's doing the same thing.
Cheating on him.
And he's cool with it.
And they're all cool.
Oh, they laughed.
That's
they
right.
Laughed.
They rediscovered themselves.
Yeah.
For example, look at the food we eat, like seafood, like shrimp and crabs. I'm like, just say you're kosher.
Yeah.
Just say you're kosher.
I don't eat scavengers.
Right.
I mean, anything that eats like shit off the ocean floor.
Often, you are eating sea bugs, Daniel said, but under normal circumstances, many people wouldn't eat regular bugs. Not true. Around this world,
people eat bugs.
All over
Chapulinas.
My nephew just bought one of those suckers at the candy store. We were up at the cabin. We took
cricket.
Chocolate covered cricket?
Yes.
Yep. All right.
Yeah. Crunchy. But also... People eat, now granted some people do eat raw shrimp, whatever, but also people cook it.
Yes.
Which
yes.
hopefully people, takes care of the bugs of he's course. Talking about. Right. He's doing the opposite. He's inviting
also,
them.
Also, if you had shrimp and it didn't look that good or was miscolored, you'd be like, not eating
not
this.
Not eating this. No, this maybe if I put it on the radiator for a couple more weeks, right. it'll be good.
I had sushi last week. I took one bite for roll. I go, bad roll. Yeah. And
did
I didn't
you
eat
really?
The
rest of the did you really?
Did you get sick?
No, because I spit it out.
Thank you.
I go, we got a bad roll. It just tasted like seawater. I was like, I'm not risking this.
We got a bad roll.
You got a bad roll.
Sometimes you get a bad roll. Sometimes you get a bad roll. In Vegas or at sushi. In Vegas. Who knows? It's going to happen.
Or in Vegas, same time. Sushi
same time.
And crabs.
That's right.
Oh, sushi crabs restaurant, I would go. Okay, here we go.
Dude, if you craps and crabs, I'd go there.
Oh, come
craps
on.
Craps and crabs.
Come on. Crappy crabs.
Craps and crabs.
I've always said there should be a blackjack table in the Bacchanal. That's just me.
Craps and crabs. You okay?
You get a bib and you get $400
and
in.
You can roll.
Oh,
yeah.
I would love it. Oh, here we go.
I know you love Vegas.
Put 20 on the cum. Gone off meat becomes contaminated with bacteria or toxins, which can make you poorly. Green and gray tints on the food are usually a sign of bacteria growth, so look out for those, all you non-high meat movement followers. Stop calling it a movement. You legitimize it every time.
Gray beef. Gray beef.
We're going to get out
Game
of here
Game of Thrones.
This.
That this was a sickness crazy. In Game of Thrones. Yeah. Remember
right. Grayscale.
The kid had gray beef?
Grayscale.
Remember they had the kid have gray beef
I've
and they put
the
it on the steak?
Too many times. It's grayscale.
It's gray beef.
All right, here because
he had a gray burger and then he got grayscale.
Look, I'm trying to be Hordor when they put him into Robot Chicken.
I've never seen Game of Thrones.
Stop.
How I've never old? Seen it.
I think Hodor did himself on Robot Chicken, actually.
I loved it. I loved it. Okay.
It's hilarious.
How old is Daniel Larson?
Is this the meat guy?
This is our meat
this
guy.
This is our meat
oh,
guy.
Oh, this is the leader of the movement?
Yeah. Well, he's probably number two, right?
Because
of his buddy.
His buddy's got a year in.
High meat Chapo.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think?
I'm gonna steal your Jesus age. I'm
33. Okay, Jay, what do you think?
I was watching the Source Family documentary. Have you seen that?
What is this?
Oh,
what is
two.
This?
So the Source Family, you got to see this too, Dan. You'll love it. So the Source Family, the Source Restaurant in
I thought it was about the magazine.
It was featured in Annie Hall. It was like the first health food restaurant up on
Sunset.
But it's where he goes. And he's like, I'll have a plate of mashed yeast.
Right
you
on.
Know? Yeah. So.
So wait, what is it called? The Source Family?
So the Source Family. So it's about this guy who was in the military.
Jim Baker.
A little shady, and he might have killed his neighbor. And Perfect. He's just a weird dude who then started a health food store with like money from like invested money from somebody. That's all shady.
Where can I find this stuff?
Yeah, I think it's Amazon.
Amazon.
So you started the thing, and then he became like this guru, and he started to hire like the hottest young people in LA. So the hottest people worked at the Source. They all wore white robes. They became this cult. He got a house donated to him in the Hollywood Hills.
I'm watching.
It's
I'm
like
writing,
so.
Yeah, we're writing it down.
But then he was like. It just is fascinating.
It gets nuts.
It writing
gets
it down right
crazy.
Now.
It's culty, but I feel like that's where we're heading
the
with this. Guy.
That's the high.
Was
meat.
That pre Good Earth? The
oh,
source?
Yo, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Source is the very
60s.
It's 60s into the 70s.
Right.
Okay.
70. It's early 70s.
Early
71, 72.
All right. So what's your guess for Daniel?
So my
Larson?
Guess is I keep seeing this guy Jim Baker when I see this guy, and I know that's not right. So I'm going to go against my instincts, and I'm going to say he's like one of the young followers. He's like. 23.
I'm going to say 41. He always wears a turtleneck.
41?
Mock turtleneck or real
23?
33. None of you are exactly right.
Okay. I want to bring back turtlenecks.
I will tell you that my assistant, Lissa, when I read her this story,
she
got it exactly.
Oh, Lissa.
Nice.
Daniel Larson, the high meat movement man, is 27 years old.
Oh,
so I was the closest, but you were close too. But damn.
Back in the high meat again.
27?
Bring me a higher meat.
Yeah, he's so. All right, don't do this.
That was two Steve Winwood songs that had higher
on
the same album. All right, there's story two down the books. Dan, can you give us just a little teasy taste of what we're going to
get? I mean, I'll just say Fight Club.
Fight Club.
Oh, I love
it. Dude, we don't talk about it. Rule number one. First Robot Fight Club is we tease it.
We'll see.
We tease it. All right, we'll be back with more Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Daniel, take us home,
buddy. Here we go. Ready?
Chapter three.
Fight Club prompts. Oh, did I say? I said. Who said? This one I have not said yet.
No,
who sent in by Randy Williams at...
R-W.
A-R-E-D-U-B-Y-A.
R-W.
R-W.
Sure. That's like A and W.
Yeah.
RW.
I love Randy. I did that when I was in Wisconsin too. Nice. Fight Club.
Or no, that's like Arby's. I mean, that's what I meant.
That works. Arby's. They have meats. Mm-hmm. Fight Club prompts town council to close road.
What?
We got an outdoor fight club in
fight
a road.
Fight Club prompts?
Fight Club prompts town council so to close road.
Are they trying to respect the Fight Club?
Right, like give it its space.
Right, no. Hey guys, we can have cars running through our Fight Club.
Yeah. You guys know the first rule.
Close the roads. Close the roads.
The town council voted to temporarily close a small cul-de-sac that overlooks the Manchester-Boston Regional Airport during their meeting on Monday night, May 17th, after being given a report that a fight club had started on the road.
Dude, you're not going to believe it. The fight club, they're going to close down a cul-de-sac.
So they closed the cul-de-sac, meaning nobody can go down it?
Right. The road, known as Memorial Drive, which is near the intersection
fitting
of Harvey...
Fitting name for a fight club. You're going to die on it. Yeah. You're going to die on
the
it.
The intersection fight club. Of Harvey Road and Pettingill Road.
Where is this?
It's in Boston.
It's in Boston. It's from the LondonDairyTimes.net, but it says the Manchester-Boston Regional Airport.
That's a wicked good airport.
No, but Manchester is airport. England. Manchester
right.
is
I know. England. I'm all over the place.
And Boston.
LondonDairyTimes.
And the Boston.
Is there a Boston in
possibly. I thought the LondonDairyTimes was literally just a weekly or daily or doubly to every other day newspaper publication about cheese.
Yes.
In England.
D-E-R-R-Y.
That's right. Oh, sorry.
Still works, though.
LondonDairy.
So we don't know if they talk like this or they talk like this.
That's a great fight, though. Okay. English dudes and Boston dudes fighting each other. That'd be a good fight.
Get over here.
That'd be a very good fight. Okay.
Yeah.
Town solicitor. So many great names in this. Mm-hmm. Town solicitor Mike Malaguti.
Yeah.
An airport. So now I feel like we are in Boston.
Yeah, dude. And Mike Malaguti.
That fucking Mike Malaguti.
Dude, Mike Malaguti. So you're doing this accent, but Boston is a town in England.
See?
Hello, Mike Malaguti. Yeah.
Hello.
Totally different guy.
Hello, Mike Malaguti.
Mike Malaguti.
Totally different guy.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Town solicitor Mike Malaguti and airport commander Chris Gandia presented a resolution for the temporary closure and gave the board some background on what's been happening there. Malaguti told the town council that the police department has recently been made aware of an unusual phenomenon taking place at Memorial Drive for a fight club. He explained that because of the way the cul-de-sac circle forms a slight depression, it has formed a kind of fighting ring.
Like a fighting pit.
Which either means one of two options. Someone found this little like natural fighting ring.
I'll tell you where we're going to fight.
No, they said... Someone needs to have a fight club.
We got
to
have a fight
or
club here.
There was already a fight club looking for a new location.
But what was the word you used? Because it wasn't movement.
It's a slight depression.
No, before that about what... sorry, you said something. It was almost like movement, but
it was
a new
like
version.
It was almost like the high-need movement.
Run it back.
Please.
Malaguti told the town council recently been made aware of an unusual phenomenon.
Okay, so it's not a movement. It's a phenomenon.
It's a happening.
Phenomenon.
So somebody was like, you know what? We should bring the... guys, hear me out. I know we love this old garage.
We can fight club in this
cul-de-sac. It's an open air, and we're in a pandemic.
Have you guys noticed this divot in the street?
Exactly.
It looks a little like maybe we could beat the shit out of each other.
We could fight in there.
Well, stand down here. You fucking hit me once.
Okay.
Tyson Fury.
Slight depression. It has formed a kind of fighting ring.
Yeah.
The large crowds that are forming there also are leaving a significant amount of trash behind in the area.
Of course they are. Wait, a fight club isn't being considerate of its surroundings? I don't understand.
It's not a cleanup club, guys. Yeah.
Malaguti explained that recently there have been jersey barriers installed by the Department of Public Works to block the circle area on the road to prevent people from driving onto the circle. He also added there's still enough room for people to park if they're visiting the pet cemetery.
So you can
wait.
Whoa.
I know. Hard left.
Whoa.
Hard left.
Where's the fight
Wait
club?
A minute.
Like, right over by the
so
pet
the fight
cemetery.
Club is next to the pet cemetery. Right. They're trying to close down the fight club but leave enough room for people to still go visit a horror movie.
See those dead dogs over there? You're going to be dead.
Winner
dog.
Gets this cat skeleton.
Right.
Why wouldn't you just park at the barriers and walk on into the fight club?
Exactly. Because you got to be dropped off.
Stamina, yeah, you don't waste energy.
Right. Save it all. Yeah. Save it for the ring.
Malaguti and Gandia.
Save it for the depression.
We're looking to close the area temporarily until a more permanent solution can be reached and install some no trespassing signs. That'll stop a fight club.
By the way, just have a fight club. Just join a UFC gym. I don't understand why.
Enter Town manager Kevin Smith, not the director. Maybe it is.
We don't know that.
Who knows
what's
real?
We don't know.
It could be.
He asked what ages
were... Does he say Snoogans? Because then we know.
He asked what ages were involved in the fighting that was happening and was told that the ages ranged from mid to late teens also up to their mid-20s, which means you could have a 14-year-old fighting a 24-year-old.
That's right.
That's the way it should be.
That's a fight club.
I would watch two babies fighting.
Absolutely.
I'd watch Jesse James Moore go in here and start tearing shit up on these
people. I'd watch an 18-year-old fight a baby, happily.
18-year-old fight a baby.
Counselor, Tom Dolan. Tom Dolan sells insurance. That's all
Tom
I know.
Dolan. Tom Dolan. He's British, though. Tom Dolan.
Yep.
I sell insurance.
This is my favorite question. He asked if this was associated with some sort of mixed martial arts type of fighting or just street fighting. He wants to know the styles they're throwing down.
Can I go down there? What am I going to see?
Yeah. Are we talking Rocky V?
I don't like that as much.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't, if it's just going to be jujitsu, what's the point?
Gandhi replied.
My problem is I'm just curious, what am I going to get into when I'm down there?
Right.
Yes. If it's MMA style, I've got a shot.
But grappling, I can't do it.
Gandhi replied. Well, the first thing about Fight Club is we don't talk about Fight Club.
Stop it.
He's been waiting this whole meeting to say that.
Let me pull this out of my back pocket.
Yeah.
He also, here's where...
Was that the meeting of low-hanging fruit that
yes.
they were at?
But here's the funny thing. What he says next is way better than what he thought was the joke. He also added that there are referees regulating the fights and that there are boxing gloves and they're being used because they also have their own, quote, rules of conduct.
That's right.
This is a full-on club.
This is a legit bylaws.
They're referees.
They got referees. They've got audiences that are leaving trash.
Where are you going tonight, hon? Well, I'm not supposed to talk about it. You're in your referee shirt.
Right. You're either going to Foot Locker or that Fight Club.
He also explained.
What if I'm going to Lady Foot Locker? You didn't think about that.
Might be Baby's Foot Locker. Maybe Kids Foot Locker.
He also explained that the activity has been going on for how many weeks?
Oh.
How many weeks has this Fight Club been going on?
Nick Bregan.
I'm going to say at least six.
6 weeks.
I'm going to say like 40 weeks.
40 weeks.
I hope so.
22 weeks. Yeah.
He explained that the activity has been going on for the past 4 weeks.
Okay.
And that it's mostly done on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got stuff to do during the week.
First of all, you want crowds to be able to see it.
Right.
I look forward to it.
I'm not free during the week.
What?
Counselor Deb Paul. She's her own husband.
Deb asked
whether or not they were breaking the law and could be arrested for public fighting. Gandia replied, I love that he keeps telling people, look, they got refs. Let me tell you, they got gloves and refs.
He's
obviously part of the Fight Club. Gandia explained that it's considered mutual combat and that they could cite them, but they usually just give offenders a warning. Right. Mutual combat does make it sound
pretty
cool.
He's like, guys, I'll take care of this. We're like, no, I think everyone should be.
I got it. Mutual combat
makes it sound so regal. Like, could you imagine if you're in a bar with someone and you're like, hey, buddy, I would like to challenge you to some mutual
duel.
Like, yeah, it's like old school duel. Duel. Yeah, I appreciate that.
It's consent is
so,
what you're
saying. Yeah, I think I was saying two people who want to fight when it's not some sort of aggression or anger or drunkenness, they just must call it mutual combat.
Mutual combat.
I'd like to engage you in mutual combat.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
The council
I quite like that myself.
Yeah, exactly.
The council was unanimous in their vote to adopt the resolution, and I'm going to be honest with you, I have no idea what the resolution
is.
I don't even know what the resolution
was. They're going to shut the street down.
Oh, yeah, they're going to shut the street down. Yeah, they're going to put up barriers.
Which is going to do nothing.
That's a story.
Also, they have boxing gloves?
Yeah.
It's all regulated.
It's kind of a shitty fight.
I agree, too.
Bare knuckles.
Yeah.
I want blood.
Yes.
There you go.
And if
Kimbo
it's your
slice.
First, if it's your first time in the cul-de-sac,
you have to fight. Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
First time in the cul-de-sac. By the way, the cul-de-sac could be the name of a UFC
arena.
Imagine,
though, if you're just one of these houses
or a gym,
on the cul-de-sac.
Some awesome gym.
Fighting out at the cul-de-sac.
Fighting out in the sack.
Imagine you're one of these houses on the cul-de-sac. Guys, could you not? We're trying to have dinner.
We're literally trying to catch up.
Dude,
on
the sack up fight club.
Or you're walking by to bury your beloved dog. And there's people just beating the shit out of
carrying your canary in a little shoebox.
Yes. Yeah. Miles was my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, I love this lizard.
Oh, God.
Those are our stories.
That's it. What a show, Breckenmeyer. Love having you on the show every single time. Patreon fans, check out his amazing story. He tells a fantastic story about how he got injured.
Oh, man.
Many times, but on the set of Clueless and a little.
And how he got the black card for Subway.
Incredible stuff. And we'll see you guys next week. This is just so much fun to be back in the studio. I love it so much. And oh, shit, we're back.
Thank you for having
me. We gotta get back to work.
And we're breaking time.
Yeah. Dum, 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 dum,
Dumb People Town. A podcast network.